We're doing Dov's Minute on Tefillah. And when we speak about Tefillah, so now the Sfardim today started saying Slichot. Right? Before davening, the Sfardim add Slichot. We say Slichot ideally in the end of the night before the morning. So we might say I'm doing it before the morning because I'm doing it before prayer. Our sages say we do it at the end of the night because the end of the night is a time that represents more mercy. Why do we do it in the month of Elul? So it says the month of Elul is when Moshe Rabbeinu had ascended the mountain for the final 40 days. He had gone up the first 40 days, and then we did the golden calf. And then he came down, and he said, God's so upset with you, I'm going to go up and speak to Hashem so that he shouldn't destroy all of you. And then he spent 40 days begging that Hashem shouldn't destroy us, and he came back down. And then he went up for the final 40 days, where Hashem said, okay, I'm not going to destroy them, and now I'm going to give them a second set of tablets. That's these 40 days, from the first day of Elul till Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is 40 days from the first of Elul, when he came down with the second tablets. So these days represent days that Hashem loved us. And so they always represent that love. And that's why in these days we focus on growing and coming closer to Hashem, and Sfardim say the Slichot. This is an ancient custom from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur.